AXNN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our two websites, well, our two major categories of websites, a21r.com, which also goes by agenda21radio.news, or you can go to also get more information about the new state of California, New California, at newcaliforniastate.com, and also a21r.com, a21r.com. This is a, you know, sort of an interesting situation that we find ourselves in, isn't it? The worldwide hoax is being perpetrated on us by the technocrats. By the technocrats, yeah. And, of course, yesterday, it's kind of an interesting story that that happened yesterday, is that we interviewed Patrick Wood. And he, has written many books, one of them, Trilaterals Over Washington. And, of course, that's an epic book. It sort of set the predicate, if you will, for exposing those people behind United Nations Agenda 21. Now, this was written in the 70s. But clearly the globalists were there, and the technocrats were there. That's the other thing, too. You got to remember that this science, which is guiding everything with data-driven analysis and all this other good stuff, that had a genesis in the early 30s, 1932. And these technocrats are here. They're large and in charge. And we pointed out, you know, that even if Nancy Pelosi, the person that she is, she can use data, you know, to bring it all together, then guess what? This is the globalist dream is to use that data, false data though it is, right? And we walked through that. You know, a lot of crooked scientists want to get money for grants and so on. They'll shape the data any way they want to get those grants, and they figured that one out. It's a good way to basically control a population, too. Shocking. How do you can't dispute the data. The data is the data. And my data is better than data because I'm an elected person. And my data is much better. Well, of course, if you believe that, just go ahead and believe that it's normal to have poop in the streets, just like in San Francisco, right? Nancy Pelosi's area, where they have feces in the street. Open urination, open defecation. You know. Amazing, huh? Absolutely amazing. And she controls it. That's her district. Isn't there something poetic about that? Pooping Pelosi? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, these globalists would have you believe that that's kind of like the normal, isn't it? It's normal to poop in the street. We want freedom. And who brought everything to that? Gavin Newsom, of course, the governor of California. You know, the dictator of California currently, who's perpetrating the hoax, which is what we have here. We have a hoax, ladies and gentlemen. It's a worldwide globalist hoax run by billionaires, multi-billionaires, oligarchs, and, of course, the controlling elite of the world who want to control every little aspect of you. And they're using the technique of technocracy to do that. And that's what it's called. If you want to be a technocrat, man, you are it. As we found with Patrick Wood, it's had an association with communism and national socialism, or Nazism, in other words, for a long time. And so the so-called globalists who brought to you the global plan for the 21st century. Remember, it's 2020. It's 2020. This is an action year for the globalist plan. And it's getting kind of long in the tooth. We're already in March. And they got their marching orders, right? When it's springtime in March, you march. That's why it's called March. March forward. That's how, you know, you have to understand how the calendar, the months themselves, the words have meaning, by the way. The days of the week have meaning. You just look them up. You'll be fascinated. Listen, this is your homework assignment. Look up what the months mean and what the days of the week mean. Right. Look it up. You'll be fascinated about Sunday, Monday. It has something to do with the moon. I think it's because people had hangovers after Sunday, right? Well, something like that. Anyway, look it up. Absolutely. And Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, Saturday. They all have meaning. Look, and again, even today's world, you can see the meaning of some of those words playing out. But we have a hoax going on here, ladies and gentlemen, foisted upon us by the globalists, all singing the same song, doing the same thing. And, of course, they're trying to stop Donald J. Trump. They're trying to stop free market capitalism, because it works. The essence of the United States is free market capitalism. That's one of the major things about the United States. And it was brought to you by the founding fathers. These founding fathers, mostly Protestant Christians, almost all of them, actually, the predominant amount were Protestant Christians who put together the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. Now, listen, you can play the game all you want to. Those people were white racist enslavers. Well, that isn't the case at all. That's not what real history will tell you. It's just like the hoax that's been perpetrated about the Constitution, right? That because it was written by white men, it's racist, just because it's inherently written by white men. What's that got to do with anything? It has nothing to do with it, of course. It's the hoax. They want to lie about every act. And, of course, it's not a Christian document. Yeah, the Bill of Rights, all it has nothing to do with God. No. How long have we been listening to that narrative? Huh? How long? And now we have the narrative that you can't get within 6 feet of somebody else because we're going to spread this vicious coronavirus. Well, let's see. For eons of time, we have been spreading viruses. In another country, they're spreading viruses right now. You know, 6 feet isn't going to do it. That's a bunch of crap. Anyway. And to be policed like this, talk about a police state mentality. We want people to self-police because we fear for their safety. The numbers don't stack up, guys. Not even remotely close to a real pandemic at this point. The United States should be losing 1,000 people a day easily right now. A day. Day in, day out, month in, month out. That's a pandemic. That's not happening here. Not even remotely. The number, it didn't happen in China. 1.3 billion people. And they don't have those kind of numbers. 22,000 dead worldwide since October 1st. It's the 26th of March. And the CDC, by their own numbers, they just didn't quite get to hoax out those numbers. But the numbers don't match. In the United States of America, 22,000 people have died since October 1st in America. So this pandemic, which has been really going since October 1st, has only yielded 22,000 worldwide, 7.1 billion human beings on the planet. That's not a pandemic. It's an outbreak. A classic viral outbreak. But, you know, even COVID-19 isn't classic. So man's modified that one. And there's a cure for it, too. That's the other thing. Shockingly, we now have the Trump cure for the COVID virus out there. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, burning down the house. That's what we're doing right now. Hey, that's what they used to do in the old days. They'd burn bodies. All those bodies, they'd stack them up in the street and then put them in a burn pile. Yeah, that's what they used to do. You know, they even did that sometimes with the Nazis in Nazi Germany. Well, they had too many bodies, they just throw them in a big pile and burn them. Yeah, are they going to do that in the United States now? I don't know, the way you're losing your constitutional rights here. People need to wake up. Tell them no. Tell them hell no. Go to church. Go to your meetings. Go to restaurants. Call them out on this crap. It's all lies. It is all bogus lies. They want you to be afraid. They want to take control. Oh, take control. Now, in the last hour, we talked about this directive that came from the good communists that they seem to want to populate the counties of Sutter and Yuba in California. Right. The good communists, because that's what they are. They're people that are unelected officials to this regional board, and they're going to tell you what the hell to do with your life, and they're going to tell you you're going to start to have to feel comfortable giving up your constitutional rights of association. Let's see. The Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, right? We'll have to read the new California Declaration of Independence just to get a good read on things. Then we'll read the real Constitution from 1776. How's that one? The very original one. We'll read that one. Then we'll read some other declarations from around, well, the New World. That really shakes up the old world people. It really does. We got to stop this whole thing. These declarations of independence that they're saying out there. Why, we got to stop them. Well, we're going to show you a thing or two. Anyway, some of the things that are going on. Stop the hoax is what we say. Let's do that. So we have this gradualism that's going on, progressivism, sort of Fabianism, globalist takeover of the United States of America. Right now, appearing before you. The big thing, the big news story is the actual hoax being perpetrated on everybody by the globalists, which means we're at war with the globalists. They want to destroy the United States of America. And what better way to do it than to destroy your constitutional rights? Let's start with our First Amendment rights and what they are. I do this all the time. Last night we had a town hall. We gathered. Shocking. And we're going to continue to gather as new Californians, by the way. We're going to continue to gather. They don't have a right to tell us not to gather. They don't. They can suggest, but they don't have a right to do that. You know, I started this narrative that, you know, throughout millennia, we've associated with one another, and it wasn't until 1776 that, you know, people finally figured out we have God-given rights to us, and these God-given rights include assembly, the freedom to assemble, the freedom to have religion, the freedom to speak to one another, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and freedom to grieve, or grievances against the government. And no one can take that away from you, ladies and gentlemen, and certainly unelected officials in a regional board cannot take that away from you. Oh, they can come out and softly take it away. And you gradually over time, because you want to be so compliant and helpful to stop the spread of this viral disease, which 90% of you do not understand how it spreads, you're just going to assume that the government is telling you the truth when in fact they're lying through their communist teeth. That's a fact. And here in California, we got one of the biggest liars of all. Of course, the name is Gavin Newsom, with his comrades in the California legislature and throughout the government bureaucracies of California. It's communism. We live in communism. And, of course, now they're taking away everybody's rights. That's the next goal. That's the next step of the globalists. Because they're the technocrats. They're large and in charge. They have the data that proves that they're right and you're wrong, and you can't interpret the data. We will do it for you, and we'll make you feel comfortable. And when we take the gun and we pull the trigger and put that bullet in your skull, it's okay with you. Because you complied and you gave up your rights. Oh, you think that's a joke? That's going on in China right now. Oh, the Chinese. Yeah, where the China virus came from. Right. That place. And, of course, all those great little socialist groupings that you find in the European Union. Just to put it out there. And listen, you think this is so far-fetched, right? Let's see. Let me go down a couple headlines on Agenda 21 Radio this morning. I woke up this morning, oh, right there on Agenda 21 Radio, they have all these different stories that prove the exact same point that I'm talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio. L.A. County Sheriff orders closure of gun stores. Okay, this is a new story. Came out of Breitbart yesterday. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you the best part of the story. Releases 1,700 inmates. Now, I ask you what could possibly go wrong with that scenario in Los Angeles County, since Mr. Villanueva, there's always been these rumors about him being associated with MS-13. Shocking. Shocking, I know. Shocking. And now we get a story, thanks to our citizen journalist. Guess what? Sacramento County inmates released. Shocking. Just this morning, court ordered only inmates with less than 60 days left, releasing 421 inmates by Monday. Won't release inmates facing serious charges. Oh, not yet. We're just releasing the first of a batch of them. We're afraid they're all going to get coronavirus and die in custody. How many die-offs have you heard about in prisons yet? Not yet. But what about the setup in Los Angeles and the other cities where you have so many homeless people? And why do we have so many homeless people? I thought we had a $21 billion rainy day fund that Governor Newsom was telling us all about and bragging on The View that we're the fifth biggest economy. We got a $21 billion rainy day fund. What a lying piece of excrement he is, right? And now we have Mr. Villanueva, who's been rumored to be affiliated with the MS-13 notorious gang. He's releasing 1,700. Now in Sacramento, they're going to release 421. Can't they take one of those inmates out and say, we're going to release 420? You know, 420. By the way, essential stores remaining open are the marijuana stores. Shocking. Shocking. Listen, the cartels need the cash flow too, right? L.A. County Sheriff orders gun stores closure. Now, I hearken back to the days of the L.A. riots. When guess what? They raided. People raided those gun stores, broke into them, seized all kinds of weapons and ammunition. Of course, they started using those weapons and ammunition. The bad guys did. I wonder what could possibly go wrong in Los Angeles County when it all goes down. And by the way, all those trains that all those tanks and military equipment that went through San Luis Obispo into Ventura now headed to the Inland Empire, Riverside County. Just thought I'd let you know, we follow these things. Tanks, you know, M1 Abrams. You know, that's Strikers, 40-millimeter cannons. Eight wheels, those things, yeah, those things. Anyway, so Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva has released 1,700 inmates from county facilities and is ordering gun stores in the county to close. All right, Fox News 11, this isn't out in Los Angeles, reports the gun store closures are part of the coronavirus stay-at-home order, while the release of the inmates is an attempt to slow the spread of the virus in county facilities. I don't know about you, I haven't heard about many cases in the county facilities. Shocking. Isn't that shocking to you? So there's no cases. We're going to slow it down anyway. Because there's no cases. We'll just slow it down. It's like driving on the freeway backwards. You're slamming on the brakes periodically. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And as promised, our phone line is open. 215-867-8255 is available for you to call in. And you can call in right now. It's ready to rock and roll. And if you want to talk about the coronavirus hoax, that's probably a pretty good thing to look at, isn't it? The coronavirus hoax, those numbers are open for you right now. We're live for that, and I'll take your phone calls. That's the topic. That is the topic. I want to stay on topic. I don't want to dance around. I know it's easy to dance around. I get it. But we want to try and stay on task. Stay on task. I'm being communistic here. Stay on task, you know. The root of the evil, technocracy. There's a great story yesterday that we talked about with how this stuff is all being perpetrated as a fraud. And I'm going to play a little bit of Patrick Wood right now and what he was saying. And, of course, if you want to call in, we'll bring this back up. But call in at 215-867-8255. If you want to have anything to say, especially if you're living in the Sacramento area and you're thinking, oh, shocking, they're releasing prisoners. And they are, 421. They missed that mark of 420. So for all of you stoners out there, you know, you can continue to bogart your joints. That's all I got to say. Just kick back and bogart those joints. Anyway, so, yeah, it was kind of interesting. We've got Patrick Wood. Here we go. If
your wealth, if money itself is gone.
Oh, here we go.
Rockefeller picked up on that.
Here we're gonna pick up on second. This one. And start the whole thing from the beginning, because this is a very important concept, what he's going to lay down here at the front end of
I love technology, okay? I love science. I'm not a scientist. I could have been pretty easily. A lot of people wanted me when I was young to go be an engineer, and I love engineering. I made my living from advanced computer technology for many years during the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. And I have utmost respect for any scientist, engineer, or technologist, but I have to throw a couple of conditions on it. And this is it. That they are honest practitioners and do not falsify their craft, number one. And number two, that they are dedicated to the service of mankind and not to the control of it. If you go that far, I'm good with it. But I want to say that the trouble started as far back as 1800, or a little shortly thereafter, when a philosopher by the name of Henri de Saint-Simon, we'll call him Henry from now on, he's considered to be the father, by the way, of scientism, transhumanism, and technocracy. And most of today's trouble could be traced to this guy. That's what he said. A scientist, my dear friends, is a man who foresees. It is because science provides the means to predict that it is useful, and the scientists are superior to all other men. This is a false notion. First off, no one can predict the future. Second, even our Constitution says that all men are created equal. And there's not a hint anywhere in there that says that some are created more equal than others. A modern scholar wrote, central to scientism is the grabbing of nearly the entire territory of what was once considered questions that properly belonged to philosophy. Scientism takes science to not only be better than philosophy at answering such questions, but the only means of answering them. Another modern scholar wrote, with scientism, you will regularly hear explanations that rely on words like merely, only, simply, or nothing more than. Scientism restricts human inquiry. Once you accept that science is the only source of human knowledge, you have adopted a philosophical position that cannot be verified or falsified by science itself. It is, in other words, unscientific. And indeed, the introduction of scientism into various scientific fields has created the widespread practice of what is known today as pseudoscience. You've heard a lot of it here today. Well, you've heard a lot of debunking of it today. And to many, it's become a religion with an intolerant belief system because scientism is a religion. There's a great body of literature out there that speaks to this. It's an intolerant belief system that seeks to punish the deniers and to ignore any facts to the contrary. They're blocked out. Thus, when science declares that it and it alone can determine the nature of reality and what must be done about it, I take great exception. And I expect you all do as well. I hope. Having clarified that, let me make the bold statement to say, I believe technocracy represents the greatest threat to humanity that we have faced since the cruel feudalism of the Dark Ages. And I want to today give you a brief sketch of what it is, where it came from, and how it has managed to permeate every level of every society and every nation on planet Earth. Let me ask, even now with a show of hands, how many of you have ever heard of technocracy before? Okay, down. How many have ever heard something from me, a video, a book, a paper, anybody at all whatsoever? Okay, that's good. Well, let me take you back to 1932, when a group of esteemed scientists and engineers at Columbia University, and I'll say esteemed at the time, they maybe didn't stay that way, but they were nevertheless some of the brightest and the best that Columbia University had. I talked to one professor about this when I said, well, technocracy started at Columbia University, and he laughed. It kind of took me back. He laughed, and he said, whatever good came out of Columbia. I didn't know how to respond to that because I didn't go to Columbia, but apparently it has a reputation. But these engineers set about the task of saving the world from the Great Depression, 1932, right after the crash, and it was a terrible time. They wrongly believed, that capitalism was dead and that rigor mortis was setting in. So they set to work on, project to create a brand new economic system designed by them, of course, from the ground up to replace capitalism and free enterprise. It's a big task. It was the first time in the history of the world that anyone ever attempted to design a brand new economic system from scratch. And I'll tell you why I was interested in this in the first place. I've never been a practicing economist, for instance, working with a bank or the World Bank or the IMF or anybody else for that matter. But that's my educational background, and I've studied economics all of my life. This is of great interest to me. Somebody is building a brand new economic system. I want to know what it is.
Well, I'm going to stop it there because this is the introduction to Technocracy Rising that, for some of you, it's an introduction. Now, many of you who have been following this show for a long time know that Patrick Wood has been a big part of it. We've had Patrick Wood on since 2012. Since I think he came out with his book, Technocracy Rising, I was fascinated by it. I read it cover to cover. I've given away all my versions of it. In fact, I got even the ones with his signatures on them. I'm going to have to get new copies of Technocracy Rising and put it probably in the new California State bookstore. And also, that's what we need to do is put these various and sundry things that we have able to do. We'll put those in the stores and you can order them. But we have a whole bunch of things that are happening in regards to technocracy right now around you. This is a technocratic attempt to take over the world right now. These technocrats from 1932, which are nothing more than socialists like Nazis and communists like Lenin and Mao, are trying to take over the United States of America. Shocking. Aren't you shocked by that? I mean, I would be. And that's exactly what we have here, is we have this whole thing being perpetrated by a fraud. And the fraud, of course, is in the form of the globalists. And all the Democrats are on board with it. Nancy Pelosi is a fraud. If you take a look at the other people that are part of this fraud, they're all over the place. And even the Republican Party. You see, part of the gig for this is that in order for this fraud to be perpetrated nationally and internationally, in order for this to be perpetrated, it has to not have the United States in the way, a free market economy. It's all designed to destroy the free market economy because what technocracy is based upon is resources. It's resources, like the ground, the earth, and the things that grow on it and the things that are underneath, like oil and natural gas and minerals and trees on top and all those rocks. And all those trees that back in the day when they came up with the getting rid of the bicameral legislature in 1964 by way of the Warren Court, in that decision called Reynolds versus Sims, and they took away representation of the land. They had to take away representation of the land by senators in the states in order to accomplish this. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, if you want to call in, you can do so. You can call in to 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255 is a call-in number. And I know a lot of people are concerned about all of a sudden the prisoners are being released. Of course they are. And they got to stop the hoax, you know. They got to stop this COVID-19 from spreading and killing off the prisoners. Oh, we could never do that. They need to be released into the public. And, of course, you know, listen, have they been tested for COVID virus before you release them? Huh? No sign of that yet. We haven't seen that, you know, maybe they're releasing. Are you ready for this? Could they possibly be doing this? Could they possibly be releasing prisoners that are infected with the COVID virus? Wow, what a concept. These evil folks, could they do such dastardly things? Of course they could. They're perpetrating one of the biggest hoaxes ever before mankind right now. They want to take over the world, and they're going to do it with technocracy. These technocrats are going to use their data. Data-driven science proves it all. Nancy Pelosi, that big scientific mind that she's got. The size of a pea, of course. Well, that's feces and urine and San Francisco. I meant the size of a pea. That's how much science she knows. She couldn't tell you what carbon is from oxygen. What is the periodic table of the elements, Nancy? Why don't you ask your friend Maxine Waters? Right? We could do that. I'm sure we could do that. Boy, isn't it fun being and listening to this form of media? You get the truth. And, of course, you know, everybody's in on the hoax, including Fox News. Isn't it amazing to watch the demise of Fox News? I mean, really. There's some good people there. There's some very good. We've all kind of grown up with the concern, but now all of a sudden they've gone completely hoaxish, which is really a shame. It's really a shame. But, you know, that's their nature, right? You have to all get involved with the hoax. You have to go along to get along with the hoax. And Harris Faulkner called it out yesterday. She kind of let it slip. You know, what is going on? Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that little nasty little tidbit your way because I think it's pretty important that we understand what is really truly going on. Let's check in with the stock market because we've got a short break here coming. This is our short break hour. Let's take a look at what the stock market is doing right now. So those of you who want, oh, it's down 17. Well, it's holding, though. It's down 17. Oh, the futures. Oh, these are the futures. Well, no. I'm looking for the live data. Give me green. Don't give me red. So we refreshed it, and all of a sudden, shazam, it hasn't come up yet. Oh, here it goes. We'll see what it's like now. What is it? Oh, Ken Langlone. Sooner people comply, the quicker the coronavirus is handled. We're up 810. Shocking. Donald Trump is saying, let's get the markets going. Let's get back to business. The hoax is over. We're up another 800 right now. Shocking. I'm so shocked, I'm shocked.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, a little business update right now, so you know where we're going with everything. I know it's the 11 o'clock hour. Wow. 21,953, that's what the market's reporting right now. That could be a delay. I don't think it's a delay, but it could be. So up almost 3.5%. The headlines right now, Fox Business, stocks on pace for a three-day winning streak. Full list of companies hiring right now. These businesses are still open. CEO's adjusting. Right. Pulling in their stomach and everything. Right. Extraordinary misconduct. Here we go. This is an interesting one. Now, everybody slams all these celebrities for paying so much money to get their kids in colleges, right? And, you know, listen, it is very difficult for American citizens, to basically be saying to everybody, I want to get my kid in college. Can't do that anymore in California. No, you can't do that. Now, I've been getting the signal that Nancy Pelosi is on Fox News. Really? Well, oh, gosh, shockingly, I can't get it. For some reason, with 3 minutes left in the show, we can't tune in. Maybe it's going to tune in now. Here we go. This could be Nancy Pelosi.
Testing. Oh, yeah. Very important go. So that we know
we can
take inventory of the challenge that we face, and more importantly, that we can address each family's concerns about this. The next bill was about masks, so that we can test, among other things. Emergency. The bill that was passed in the Senate last night and that we will take up tomorrow is about mitigation. Mitigation for all the loss that we have in our economy while still addressing the emergency health needs that we have in our country. And next, we'll go from emergency mitigation to recovery. In terms of where we go to grow the economy, to create more jobs in light of the reality that we've just been through. So right now we have the legislation that will come to the floor tomorrow. I anticipate and feel certain that we will have a strong bipartisan vote. And we take some pride in the fact that, as I said earlier, congressional Democrats in the Senate and in the House were able to flip this over from corporate trickle-down Republican version to bubble-up worker-first, families-first legislation.
Oh, this is what they did.
Again, we have some other things we want to do, but first we want to take pride in what happens there. For workers, we were able to get, of course, extended and expanded.
You know, this is when you got nothing, you got to claim the other guy's stuff, right? That's what it is. Anyway, so Nancy Pelosi's up there speaking right now. This is her. This is Thursday. So this is one of her times in which she gets up and does her little press conference or something like that on Thursdays. Sometimes Wednesdays, I don't know. Maybe that's what she's doing. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to cover coming up in the next hour, so stay with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. And by the way, do not give up your constitutional rights. Hello. Don't listen to these people. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. She's clearly backing away from the coronavirus thing, as is everybody else, because it's a hoax. It is a hoax by the technocrats. And Nancy's a good little technocrat. After all, she's the one who brought United Nations Agenda 21, the plan that we're all suffering through right now. The destruction of the United States of America. This is what she wants and her good communist friends. We're not going to let it happen. And New California is going to pave that way. Thanks for listening. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.